Josh, you're world champion, and another big fight on Saturday night, and you're making a career of proving the critics wrong. Have you ever had time to let your mind wander and think how you'd actually cope with being actually the favourite?
Not really. I don't, like I said, I don't look at the odds or things like that. End of the day, you've got an opponent in front of you, and you know, this is boxing, it's the hurt game. The experts outside of the ring don't really matter. It's all you've got in front of you, but you need to really worry about. I think when you start worrying about being the favourite, being the underdog, whatever, that's when you take the off the ball, and I'm prepared to do that at this stage of my career. So yeah, man, I'm just focused on the fight.
Now, you made me chuckle the other week because Carl Frampton's been saying this game's all about levels, and you just turned around and went, well, how many levels are there? So my killer question is, if we say that I'm at a level and Lomachenko's at a level, how many levels are there? I'm putting you on the spot now.
All right, so I think that you've got your world level, and then after that, I think you've got your elite level, which is your pound-for-pound kind of fighters. I believe Lomachenko's up there, Canelo's up there. I don't see Carl Frampton up there. You know, I'd say there's probably about 4 to 5 fighters who are pound for pound elite level, and I just don't see Carl being there. He had potential to be so when he beat Santa Cruz, but that was 2.5 years ago. So yeah, I can only go off that. You know, I think the world level is a level playing field. Who's going to fight world champion, me or him? So no, I think that's answered to your question.
What's going to be the deciding factor between you two on Saturday night?
It's my time, it's my year, 2018, I've said it many times, it's nothing's going to stop me from winning.
Finally, Josh, bit of a confession from me, my passport's just run out, so do I need to be renewing it and getting ready for an exciting trip with your States fight to Las Vegas in 2019?
Yeah, definitely, that's what we want next year, where we lose our stateside virginity and go over there, take the Naughty Leeds fans and have some memories.
Marching on together.
Definitely, let's have it.
Sean O'Hagan, Josh's dad and lead trainer, wasn't a shock to you or Josh when he beat Lee Selby and was classed as the underdog, but does it surprise you that going into this one some people are still ranking him as the underdog?
Nah, we're always underdog, aren't we? We were underdog when we boxed for English title, we were underdog for British title, Commonwealth title. We're always underdog.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know. You know what it's like, don't you? People, all these so-called experts and a lot of media here. They're all experts and none of them can see what's happening in front of them, can they? You know? So, I think it's a case of how much you shout and how much you carry on, you know? But we don't know that. We'll just get on with business, don't we?
Now, something that's made me chuckle recently is that Carl Frampton was saying, well, when it comes to fighting, it's all about levels, and Josh just turned around and just laughed and went, yeah, what levels? Is there anything in that? Do you think that there are big levels in boxing, or do you think they're both at a similar point?
I think after Carl's being beat on Saturday night, he's covering his back. What he's doing is either going to work on a building site or he's going to be a lift engineer. And there's a lot of lift engineers and bricklayers, isn't there, with these levels.
Now, obviously, fighting in Manchester on Saturday, does that change anything at all, or is it just business as usual?
Business as usual. We fought all over. Everyone's got this idea that we're boxing away from home. We're not boxing away from home. We've won titles away from home. We've defended them, you know. We're not bothered about fighting away. Not a problem at all.
And finally, a big win for Josh will be the ideal Christmas present for everyone in the camp.
It'll be a lovely Christmas, but I mean, we can get this out of the way and we can crack on then with Christmas, can't we? Because I'm a religious kind of guy and I'm at peace with myself at Christmas. So yeah, it'll be lovely. Get it out of the way and then crack on with proper carry on, you know, Christmas then, innit?
Brilliant, and I'm keeping my fingers crossed for a nice trip to Las Vegas in 2019. What do you reckon?
Yeah, we'll see. See how we go on. All can happen in boxing, so we'll see. We might be at Ellen Road, we might be in Las Vegas, but I don't have a problem wherever we are.
Carl, when we get this close to fight night, everyone's looking at who's got an advantage. Does it surprise you when the questions around you are whether you're past your peak? Is that surprising for you to hear that?
It doesn't surprise me, but I think it's unjust. I think that there's no real evidence to back it up. And I think that as a featherweight, you could have had the question about me fading as a super bantamweight, but not as a featherweight. I was in two wars with Leo Santa Cruz, the highest work rate in boxing, and I stayed with him both times. Then I came back and had a fight against Horacio Garcia, where I gassed, and I'll openly admit it, I gassed in that fight. But it was a 6-week training camp with a new team after a 4-day bender in Las Vegas as well. So yeah, that's probably where the question marks are coming from. But when you really think about it sensibly, I think it's unjust.
And at this stage of your career, is it a must-win fight?
Yeah, they're all must-win. So yeah, I'm fully focused on winning this fight.
And you've mentioned in the past that you've fallen out of love with the sport and back in with it. What was the turning point? What's reignited that fire?
Linking up with my new team, Jimmy Moore, Nigel Travis, all the lads in the gym, Frank as well, and MTK. Things have went smoothly. So yeah, all that combined really, and you know, I'm enjoying it. I genuinely am enjoying boxing, which is something, even though it's a sport I was doing since I was a kid, I never enjoyed it as a pro. I always felt like a slog, and it felt like a job, you know. I was doing it because I had to, and it was the only way I could earn a living. But now I'm earning a living and I'm enjoying it, so it's all good.
And what's going to be the deciding factor on Saturday night?
I'm the better fighter, and I intend to prove it. So that's it. You know, I'm not going to predict any sort of method of victory. If it takes 12 hard, grueling rounds, I'm prepared for that. But also, I think that his style plays into my hands, and I have the power to take him out.